This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With cleanup from the floods in Louisiana still underway and communities in spots across the country still dealing with the effects of their own high water this summer, the National Flood Insurance Program is more than $20 billion in debt, and a report finds that many checks written from that federal plan go to the same properties after repeated floods. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The Natural Resources Defense Council released the report after examining FEMA records on flooded properties. Joel Scada helped compile the report.
The properties themselves represent about 0.6% of all flood policies in the nation, but account for over 10% of the payouts.
About 2,100 properties have been flooded more than 10 times. One Louisiana home flooded 40 times. Since 1978, payouts for these homes have totaled more than $5.5 billion. The NRDC says repeated payouts are untenable, especially with sea levels rising. It recommends revamping the program to buy out flooded homeowners at pre-damaged values. Larry Larson of the Association of State Floodplain Managers says it's important not to heap all blame on homeowners.
It's really the community's decision makers on where they will allow development to occur.
There'll be a slew of suggested improvements Congress will consider as the National Flood Insurance Act is up for reauthorization next year. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.